with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. The prosecution's star witness Michael Cohen admits to stealing from Donald Trump after feeling slighted by him.
Cohen testifying Trump was supposed to pay a tech firm $50,000 to rig a CNBC online poll about famous businessmen. But when the poll didn't happen, Trump didn't want to pay. So Cohen gave the company $20,000 from his own money and got the $50,000 and then some back from the Trump Organization, telling jurors, "I was angered because of the reduction in the bonus, and so I just felt like it was self-help." Cohen also testifying he sought that reimbursement at the same time he was seeking payment for the money he paid Stormy Daniels. Trump denies falsifying business records to cover that payment. At criminal court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
At long last, the ship that took out a major bridge in Baltimore is headed for repairs. Correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The container ship that caused the deadly collapse of a bridge in Baltimore has been refloated and removed from the crash scene. The dolly began backing away at 6 a.m. this morning under sunny skies and began making way roughly 2.5 miles to a marine terminal with an escort of tugboats. Pieces of steel bridge truss are protruding from the bow. Officials have said they plan to unload the ship's containers and complete some short-term repairs while it's docked in Baltimore. A preliminary report from the National Transportation Safety Board found the ship experienced 4 electrical blackouts in the hours before it left port, lost power, and crashed into one of the piers of the Francis Scott Key Bridge on March 26th. 6 construction workers on the bridge were killed. I'm Jennifer King.
Haiti's main international airport has reopened for the first time in nearly 3 months after relentless gang violence forced authorities to close it to all traffic in early March. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 196 points, but the NASDAQ rose 108. This is SRN News. Peru takes a stand on transgenderism.
If you are a man and believe that you're actually a woman, or a woman who believes she is actually a man, you are suffering from mental illness. That is what the government of Peru maintains, and President Dina Boluarte has made it official, signing a decree that classifies transgenderism as a form of mental illness. LGBT groups at the national and international level are attacking, suggesting that Peru should be the target of sanctions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The American Civil Liberties Union filed a complaint against a Mississippi school district over a dress code policy based on student sex. The ACLU claims the dress code discriminates against transgender students, specifically boys living as girls. One 16-year-old boy tried to wear a dress to a regional band event but was told by the principal he could not represent our school dressed like that. The ACLU argues the policy violates the Civil Rights Act. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
U.S. stock indexes drifting to a mixed finish after a quiet day of trading. The Dow slipped 0.5% in its first trading after closing above the 40,000 level for the very first time. Norwegian Cruise Line helped lead the market higher after giving financial forecasts that topped analyst expectations. Treasury yields were relatively steady. NVIDIA, one of Wall Street's most influential companies, will report its quarterly results later this week. The Dow down 196 points to finish at 39,806. The Nasdaq gained 109 to 16,794. The S&P 500 up 4 points to 5308. New York oil fell 26 cents to $79.80 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.